This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the United States of America and, of course, around the world at the speed of the Internet. Maria is back in Germany. I just heard from her. She had a safe trip home. Thank you very much, Maria, and be talking to you soon. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And to the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and those bus drivers, thanks for keeping the passengers in America moving along. Now, don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com for all the different things we have over there. All right, joining us on this Friday morning, the professor of politics is back, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I want to start right out right now. I've got a lot of law enforcement officers that listen to the radio show, and we're concerned about the deputy that was shot in Lancaster. What was it, last night before last? Now, he was hit with, I believe, a high-powered rifle as he was getting out of his car and starting to take off his vest. And the one thing that saved him, I guess, was his vest, because the bullet sort of ricocheted off the vest and didn't exactly take any organs with it and hit him in the shoulder. Is that my understanding?
Yes, I think he was had a minor wound in the shoulder area. And yes, the vest did save his life, we understand. And so that's the good news in this story, Captain. This is a fairly new deputy, a rookie. Deputy Angel Reynosa is 21 years old. And yes, he was in the parking lot of the station on Lancaster Boulevard, the sheriff's station there, about 2:45 p.m. in the afternoon when a shot rang out from what appears to be, yes, a high-powered rifle used by a sniper in the building across the street. Now, what's significant about the building across the street is that it's a four-level apartment complex, but it is used to house people who are mentally ill. This was a major, major thing.
Wow.
Obviously, there was a complete search conducted of the building, but sheriff's deputies found couldn't turn up anything. The person evidently was gone. They found no sign of the weapon. So that means that sniper is still at large there, perhaps in the area. But this is a very, very important story. Obviously, this is just completely irregular, and we're so glad that the deputy is okay tonight.
Now, do they have any video or anything like that where they might be able to pinpoint a little bit more on this?
Yeah, what I understand is that they are looking at some surveillance video trying to figure out if someone might have come into that building. They've been talking to neighbors, of course. They actually detained a couple of people who were not very cooperative with the investigation for some reason. We don't have a whole lot more details on that. But they are trying to figure out if anybody who sort of didn't fit coming into the building wasn't a regular, that kind of thing, and they're going to try to backtrack from there.
All right, so the deputy is going to be okay.
Yes, that's what we understand.
All right, well, our thoughts and prayers go with him, the family, and that entire department out there, because when you hit one of them, you hit one of all of the rest of us, especially the law enforcement officers around the country and anybody that supports law enforcement, Brothers of the Blue. And I'm a what's called a Brother of the Red with the fire department, but the fact of the matter is we're all in the same boat, and, you know, it affects all of us. So I appreciate the update on that. Now, there are some wild, absolutely wild accusations coming from the former Overstock CEO about Peter Strzok, which is the disgraced FBI agent, senior agent that was working on the all this other crap going on with the Russia collusion case, and it pertains to phishing.
Well, this is CEO Patrick Byrne of Overstock, and literally right out of a movie, Captain, he's talking about this idea of getting some fishy orders from what he called Men in Black. So it's obviously a reference to the popular film series,
yeah,
about the Men in Black. And so he says that they have come to him a couple of times in the past where he's helped, investigations in some way as a helpful citizen kind of a thing. And so when these people returned and asked him to do something, we don't know exactly what that something was, although it has been described as political espionage, he thought that he was helping law enforcement, he says. And then later on, as these different hearings went on, the stories came out about the FBI and the corruption at the top and so forth, he said he realized that those orders must have come from Peter Strzok. So this is all part of an ongoing investigation. We understand that Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham also has all this information, and they're going to try to corroborate, because a lot of these things have to be documented, obviously, if you go out and seek help from the public in an investigation.
Well, somebody is going to wind up being charged. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. Whether or not they're going to go to jail or not is another story. But the question to me is, are they going to roll over on somebody? Now, hold that thought. We'll ask you more when we come back, so don't go anywhere. And, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, on a Friday morning. Beautiful morning where I'm at, by the way, and I hope it's nice where you're at. And I shall return right after Kathy tells us how you can call the show.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Brute.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kyle Warren. And of course, Mr. Kyle Warren is on the telephone line right now, and we'll get to him right in a minute when I tell you that this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, and you can't seem to get rid of it, and whatever it is that you've been taking isn't working, may I suggest an all-natural remedy, and you'll know in 3 weeks whether or not it's the right deal for you, called Relief Factor. Now, I've got arthritis, and anybody that has arthritis knows how you get it and the fact that it won't go away. You have to do what you can to just make life bearable, if you will, because sometimes it gets pretty doggone painful. And I was taking a prescription medication by my doctor, had been for at least 10 years, called Mobic and Flexeril. Now, that has side effects to it, and every now and then I'd get a little dizzy or a little wobbly, or maybe I'd get a little tired for no reason at all, and I went, nope, I've had enough of this, can't do it, got to get rid of it. And I did. So I tried to leave for a little while. I took 6 pills a day, and that's not healthy for you either because it can get you bleeding internally. So then when I heard my buddy Mike Gallagher talk about Relief Factor, I went, boy, $20, I'll give it a shot. Cost me $19.95 plus whatever it was shipping and handling. You get to me, I got it about 4 or 5 days later, and I've never looked back. It works for me, folks. Plain and simple answer is it works for me, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. So if you're suffering with some type of nagging pain, muscle pain, back pain, arthritis pain, whatever the pain is, here's something that you might
try that's all natural, not narcotic, that could work for you. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look. There's a little video there if you want to look at it. Otherwise, just go ahead and order the three-week quick start, the $19.95, plus shipping and handling to be shipped to you, and it'll get you going. Follow the directions, do exactly what it says, and by the end of the third week, you'll know whether or not that's going to work for you. You'll probably know sooner than that, really. But relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, back to Peter Strzok and this strange thing about this overstocked scenario. What the heck is going on here?
Well, again, this is a very interesting development because, of course, we know that at the highest levels of the FBI, there seemed to have been, this falsifying of the FISA documents from what we already know and what we can put together on that. And then, of course, there was the very strong anti-Trumpism, as one might say. And you know what? And again, people have their political views. Points, and that's fine, but if you are in a position of authority or you have power and you're texting back and forth to your girlfriend about the safety valves or the safety plans and these kinds of things, that's a very, very different story. And if we find out that a U.S. citizen, of course, was duped into helping in this kind of a scheme, again, not a legitimate law enforcement investigation, but a scheme, I think there could be some pretty good ramifications for that.
Now, the news outlets don't always agree out there in California on stories, correct?
That's true, yeah.
All right, well, we've got a friend out there by the name of Jeff who lives in Los Angeles, and he said here in Los Angeles, KFI AM 640, a radio had reported this afternoon, that would be yesterday afternoon, that it was believed the deputy shot himself. That info came from the Sheriff's Department. Now, you've got a story from KTLA that you're looking at, and they think they found, what, a pellet gun?
Well, the KTLA story, I think they're talking about that the whoever it might be is still at large, but there was a listing regarding KFI, which is a big radio station in the Los Angeles area,
yep.
That Sheriff Alex Villanueva says that a pellet gun was found near the area where the shooting occurred in Lancaster. So they found something, and so obviously they're going to be testing it. That's the information that we have at this point, although I don't know that we have any information confirmed or otherwise that the deputy might have self-inflicted this wound. Because, as I recall, earlier in the day, I heard some of the sound recordings saying, you know, when the deputy was shot across the street, apartment building, that kind of thing. So that was always the initial reaction of where they're looking. Now, again, forensics are very interesting, very interesting science. So we'll find out what really happened, and there's no doubt about that.
Right, and depending what the pellet gun was, it can certainly sting you. It's not going to kill you unless you actually score a direct hit in a certain vital organ area, but you got to pretty much be on top of somebody. Now, I will tell you that a couple people are chiming in here. Richard the Marine is saying thumbs up to Kyle. Appreciate that, Richard. You have a great night. And our buddy up in Valdosta, Georgia, James, the expert paper relocator, is saying, good morning, sir, and Mr. Kyle. We can do a GoFundMe page for Kyle to move to Florida.
People are
thinking about your welfare. You got to get the hell out of California while you can before it falls into the sea, or God knows you get taxed to the point to where you won't be able to drive your car. Because I just heard again today somebody out there was talking about a 40% surcharge on top of a tax in terms of income. I mean, who the heck's going to be able to afford to do anything out there?
Well, really not the regular folks, that's for sure. And it would simply really hurt even the good things that are happening in California, even because of the Trump economy. But California, as you know, is having so many problems, and this is what happens. This is the picture of mono-party rule when the left gets a hold of all of the legislature and the governor's mansion, and there's really nothing you can do legislatively after that.
Well, there is no left out there. It's plain and simple socialist and communist because majority rules, and they're not going to budge one little iota.
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. And by the way, while we're talking about some stuff here, how about Chris Kelly, who is the Army veteran, the 27-year Master Sergeant Army veteran. He did two tours as a reservist over in one in Iraq, one in Afghanistan. And he also is a 20-year police officer. He actually patrols the area that Omar is a congresswoman in, and he talks about the fact that he talks to the people and they're not happy. They're not happy with her. She has not brought home the bacon. She's brought home disgrace and insult to the people in the district because, you know, everybody in the country is literally laughing at them as to how could they elect somebody like this, right?
Right. Oh, exactly. Yeah.
So Chris Kelly and is her challenger. And we need to support him, and I believe he has a website. I don't know what it is, but if you Google the name Chris Kelly, and it's K-E-L-L-E-Y, K-E-L-L-E-Y, Chris is spelt with a C, I'm sure you'll find what you need, and we need to get going and see to it that that guy is able to defeat Ilhan Omar out there, because she's just a disgrace. And it continues. The comments continue.
Well, they sure do. And, you know, I just think, Captain, professionally, you know, if you get elected to Congress, you're supposed to kind of, do things that people that get elected to Congress do.
And be proud of your country.
And be proud of your country and you know, comport yourself in a slightly different manner. But I think she's found that this is a platform for whatever her political ideology is. You know, it's a very, very sad thing because it's not the way it's supposed to be. And just as with this thing with Israel, going to Israel, well, of course, members of Congress go to different countries. But if you're going there to create a flashpoint, I don't think they care if you're a member of Congress or not.
No, and that was Tlaib, and she obviously had nefarious reasons for going there. And Omar was being dragged along, too, but they were being sponsored by a terrorist organization. An organization is considered to be a terrorist. It sponsors terrorists. It gives money to them. And I don't blame Israel for not letting them in. I wouldn't have let them in.
Well, right, exactly. And again, because we're not looking at normal circumstances here. We're not talking about give and take and back and forth and here's my idea and let's mix it up in the marketplace of ideas. I think that they've made it very, very clear that they have a particular ideological bent. It's a particular thing that they want to accomplish. Israel is somehow an apartheid state like South Africa, and on it goes, and it's very difficult to have a conversation with that.
Right, and we're getting ready to take a break here, and I'm going to tease what we're going to do next. We're going to be talking about a Customs and Border Patrol operation in Long Beach, California, out there not very far from where Kyle's at, that seized a whole bunch of Chinese weapons. Don't know where they were going, don't know who was getting them, but they certainly did catch them, and they arrested some people as a result. And by the way, a special shout-out to Dave in Indiana, to Tammy. Tammy yesterday was playing the part of the Tooth Fairy because she works for a dentist office, and it was a National Tooth Fairy Day or something like that. Catwoman and Road Dog, Don up in Carrollton, Georgia, and Donna, and Sandy in New York City, and Susan. How you doing there, Susan? And I'll be right back with more. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Revelations from the founder of Overstock.com, Patrick Byrne, who resigns as CEO Thursday following claims he helps with various FBI investigations looking into Russian interference in the 2016 election, as he has a romantic relationship with a Russian agent, Maria Butina. She is in prison. Byrne telling Bulls and Bears host David Asman on Fox Business,
"No, I'm not getting chased out. And the board, this is me ejecting, and I have to because I've been warned that if I come forward to America that the apparatus of Washington is going to grind me into a dust, and that's going to happen, and I have to get that away from the company. It's only right."
Now, Byrne credits legendary investor Warren Buffett with pushing him to come forward to discuss his alleged involvement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, a little Mustang Sally driving up underneath the radio show here. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico.com. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been serving people for about 75 years, and they've been saving you money. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, including yours truly, with over 21 million drivers. And they do save me money on my insurance. I'll guarantee you that one. I've checked. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, and they offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile, your car, your truck, whatever it is you're driving. And they can also help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the Geico Insurance Agency near you. All you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, click on the link, and give them your zip code. It'll ask you for that, and then you either get a rate from there, or they give you the agent closest to you, whatever it is you want to do, and you can be in like Flynn, and next thing you know, you saved a bunch of money, and you're driving on down the road with more money to, I don't know, buy a McDonald's Big Mac. or two or three or four. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
During the break, you found the website for Chris Kelly. You want to give that to the audience, please?
Absolutely. Yes, you can go to votechriskelly.com. It's all one word, votechriskelly.com. Chris is spelled with a C, and Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y. So votechriskelly.com.
All right, and that's a good thing, and thanks for doing that, because we want to get this guy elected. He's an American hero. Anybody that served 27 years in the military, he's a reservist, of course, being a police officer, he's a reservist. He's been to Iraq, he's been to Afghanistan, master sergeant is his military rank, and he's a patrol officer 20 years with the Minneapolis Police Department and patrols that congressional district. So to me, that's somebody that knows the beat, knows the street, and knows what's going on. Now, The CBP officers in Long Beach, California, apparently got a tip of some sort, and they swooped in and they grabbed a bunch of Chinese weapons. Whereabouts was this? Was this at the seaport by chance?
There was 52,000 gun parts that
Good
came
God.
From China, and it came to the Los Angeles Long Beach port complex,
which is owned by China.
Right, that's right. And this is in violation of the arms embargo that, of course, is against China right now. And this included sights and stocks, buffer kits, grips, muzzles, all kinds of stuff worth about $378,000, we understand.
Did they have any description as to where it was going, who was buying it?
Not in the reports that I've seen, but certainly one would think that if it's coming in, illegally, it's not going to wind up in the hands of legitimate gun dealers, those kind of
things. No, of course not.
Yeah, it's gonna go right to the bad guys. And also, as a corollary, Captain, there was also a story in the last couple of days in Long Beach where there was a worker at a hotel, evidently a cook, we understand, who was unhappy, upset, and said that he wanted to do a shooting at the hotel where he worked. And somebody said something. Remember, as you always say, if you
see something, say something. You bet.
Somebody said something, and they went and they found that this guy had all kinds of weapons and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. I mean, the whole nine yards of what we've seen with these mass shootings. So there was something prevented as a result of an astute person. And so that's also a very, very good, that's the good news. But going on right there in Long Beach, speaking of people who get illegal weapons.
Now, we've talked a lot about AOC and how she got elected, and the progressive wing of the Democratic Party called the Democratic Socialists that actually pushed her into existence, as well as the Young Turks, which is a group she belonged to, that actually put out an ad for people to apply for the acting position of running for Congress, which is how they did that, and how she got the ad. She was the best actress to run for Congress. Follow me so far?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, this story comes out about the Young Turks and one of their rising stars saying that America, quote, deserved 9/11, end of quote. Well, first of all, that person is a moron. And that person is not at all, in my opinion, even in any remote sense, an American to say something like that, with having been there and having been a part of what happened that day. They have no freaking idea what they're talking about. And then the same individual mocked Congressman Dan Crenshaw's war injury. Of course, he lost an eye over what happened there. I mean, these are the people. These are AOC's people. Okay, New York, are you listening? This is your crowd up there. Have you learned anything yet? And Kyle, you take it from there.
Well, Captain, I totally agree. And the comments about 9/11 are so terrible that words are almost inadequate to describe. I can't imagine that anyone who was, number one, killed on 9/11, or those
or is
who were
continuing to die
and continuing to die horrible deaths from the
cancer.
Disease and cancer,
mm-hmm.
From all of the exposure there at the pile after the 9/11 events. I mean, that is completely beyond the pale. Now, this particular person, Hassan Piker, tried to walk back some of his comments, but he really didn't do a very good job of it. When you say things like America deserved 9/11, nobody cares how you even arrived at that conclusion.
I want 5 minutes in a 6x6 closet with this individual. That's all it'll take.
Well, I got to tell you,
and I won't be the only one.
That's right. Well, in the comments, he made some extremely things we can't repeat on the air.
Oh yeah.
Vulgar comments about Dan Crenshaw.
Yeah.
And again, just absolutely, just leaving his senses, and good taste,
right,
and professionalism.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger, Congressman Al Green is trying for the fourth time to bring an impeachment vote through committee to the floor of the Congress.
That's right.
The House of Representatives.
That's right. And even though, quote unquote, it's getting more popular and with some of the members of Congress and so forth, this is really the definition of beating the dead horse. I mean, they just really don't get that the messaging that this sends actually hurts them in 2020, mm-hmm. And they'd be better off trying to actually win the election. Mm-hmm. But again, it's the Trump derangement syndrome. We haven't heard that for a while, but I think that's kind of what it is. They just can't get past.
Now, we all know the folks in California, except for you, and some of our other friends there, are Looney Tunes, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
So the San Francisco, I don't know what it was, but San Francisco has decided to drop the term convicted felon and is replacing it with, are you ready, folks, a justice-involved person, a JIP.
Yes. This is the Board of Supervisors, I believe. So when I saw this, Captain, they're trying to really sanitize language so that people wouldn't carry a moniker that they were a convicted felon or this or that. And so it's very, very weird. It's almost Orwellian. It's almost like 1984 to some degree. But I would think that a lot of these Board of Supervisor members might be known as people formerly involved in city government after a while here, because maybe hopefully they'll get voted out. I mean, this is really very strange, and unfortunately, it's just trying to minimize, I think, what happens with people when they get in trouble.
Yeah. And finally, the Obamas have done very well for themselves, having come in there with basically just worth a couple of $100,000 or thereabouts. Now they're buying a multi-million-dollar mansion on Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, isn't that something?
I wonder if it'll have a wall around it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You want to bet? You want to bet?
Yeah, weren't they building the wall and the thing at D.C.?
They sure did. Now, this is the second house. They're keeping the one in D.C. This is going to be the second one.
Yep, exactly.
So they're doing quite well, aren't they?
That's right. And, of course, why would they have a wall? Because they have to have security.
Yep.
But for some reason, they get the security, but everybody else can fend for themselves, I guess, in America.
Yeah, only in America, right? Land of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tell everybody how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we will talk to you tomorrow night in a weekend show.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, KyleWarrenShow.com. By the way, I'm going to be, next Thursday night, the 29th, at the River Church in Brandon, Club 45, which is the big Hillsborough County group that supports President Trump, is going to be meeting over there. Everybody's invited. You do get free food out of the deal. They'd love to have you RSVP so they know how many people they're going to have to feed, and they have a Facebook page. You can go over there, Club 45 Inc., and tell them you're coming, and get in the flow, and I'll be the one of the speakers that night. I'll probably start things out to light a fire in the building. So how's that? So get the extinguishers and bring them with you. All right. And last night, thank you, Wayne Allen Root. I know he's listening right now. Great program with him, and of course the folks from Burt's Harley Davidson, Burt's Barracuda Harley Davidson. I'll be there Sunday. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
I went out just a little far.
little CCR to get you going there. Our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our very good friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. When you see that Pilot or Flying J sign, pull on over in there and see what they got to offer. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Tell you that right now, and a lot of good things going on at Pilot and Flying J too, and we'll have an announcement probably next month, towards the end of the month, about something we're going to be doing with them, just so you know it. Now, we've got fire weather out west because it's dry. We've got strong to severe storms in the southern mid-Atlantic, and off in the tropics, off Florida and the southeast, we are watching a broad area of low pressure in the Bahamas for some sort of development, and we don't know what's going to happen there, but I'm just putting it out there so that you know there is something looming off to the east and southeast of Florida. Who knows? It's that time of the year. We've been very lucky, so just pay attention. Now, critical fire weather conditions will continue across the Intermountain West through the upcoming weekend as red flag warnings and fire weather watches are in effect. Meanwhile, strong to severe thunderstorms with damaging winds and heavy rain are likely in North Carolina and southern Virginia. And we've got a dense fog advisory. I want to get that out there right away in Tennessee. If you're coming up 24 towards Nashville, and when you drop down off Mount Eagle, you're going to drop right down into the pea soup fog going into Nashville. That's going to continue pretty much all the way to the Kentucky line if you're going to continue moving on. And also up and down I-65, about 10, 15 miles inside Tennessee and all the way to the Kentucky border, pea soup fog going again up through Nashville. I-40 east-west, about 30, 40 miles of east side of Nashville, pea soup fog, including going through Nashville. So be careful, and I mean, this is dense fog, baby. Dense fog. You're not going to be able to see a whole heck of a lot, and you got it. You'll have to slow down because you won't be able to see. It's just that simple. Now, let's start with Florida. Got a little bit of scattered rain in Florida tonight. Not too much to speak of, but there is some rain inland down between Tampa Bay and Naples off to the inland part over by the lake, Lake Okeechobee, a few light showers around. Other than that, looking good. Alligator Alley, I-95, I-75, I-10. Taking I-95 and taking it all the way up the East Coast. You're looking good up that way tonight, all the way to Maine and the Nova Scotia border, and the north-south routes out of New York and Boston, looking good up there to the Canadian line. The New York Thruway, the Ohio Turnpike, Indiana. Well, let's see, Indiana over towards Gary. You got a little rain tonight up in there, so be advised of that. Now, way, way, way north up in Michigan, you might have some unsettled weather up there. Northeastern Minnesota tonight. Looks like you've got some unsettled weather up in there tonight. Possibility is for something to erupt in a way of possibly thunderstorms or rain. We'll just see, but that's in the forecast right now. Other than that, central part of the U.S. looking not bad at all. Southeastern, Missouri, let's see here, and the western part of Kentucky where those two come together, and the very southern tip of Illinois, you've got some rain in there, and some flood watches to the west of there, the northwestern corner, Fort Smith up through Fayetteville, looks like northwestern corner of Arkansas tonight. You've got rain, you've got flood watches and warnings there. Northeastern part of Oklahoma to include Oklahoma City east through Tulsa up I-44 to the Missouri line and into Joplin. You've got rain, you've got flood watches and warnings there as well. And then down about halfway down the line, the Arkansas and Oklahoma line right there, raining and flood watches and warnings there as well. Now, going out into Texas, you got a couple of patchy areas of thunderstorms tonight. You do have a an area of severe thunderstorms east of El Paso. Looks like it's moving to the east. It's a small area of storms, but nonetheless could affect you if you're on I-10. Over in Arizona tonight, New Mexico looking good, but Arizona's got a small area of rain down along the Mexican border down around Nogales, so you might have some showers down there to be contending with. California, again, it's going to be a warm day, not as hot as what it was the last few days, and that's a good thing. You need a little reprieve there. Nevada, same thing for you, not going to be as hot as it was. Utah, same for you. Colorado, same for you. But up in Wyoming, we've got some unsettled weather out in front along I-80 between Laramie and Cheyenne. That could erupt at any time into thunderstorms out there. And we have a red flag warning fire watch for the western part of Wyoming tonight. Be advised. In Idaho, up in Idaho, around Pocatello and Idaho City, you've got unsettled weather there. There could be some thunderstorms striking up at any time during the night. Up in Montana, the central and eastern part of Montana, you got some scattered rain up in there tonight, too. And Washington State, you're looking good. Oregon, you're looking good. However, Northern California, you've got that front that is still continuing to affect the northern part of California tonight. There is some rain. It looks like some showers mixed in there that will be coming ashore and affecting your weather over the weekend. All right. Now, a couple things here. First of all, your pilot in Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And when you see them, pull on in because it's not your average truck stop anymore. It's not your daddy's truck stop back when you'd stop and get a hot dog, bag of chips, a cold soda, big large soda, and out the door you go because that's all they had. Now the pilots, especially the travel centers, you'll find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, could find a Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, a Cinnabon, a Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, or a full-service Dunkin' Donuts. And if you didn't know it, Dunkin' Donuts now only has just breakfast donuts and sandwiches, but they've also got stuff for lunch. They've got soup and a light array of different things you can get there. And their fuel is always competitively priced. Now, you can get a Flying J fuel card, save a little bit more. The more you buy, the cheaper it is. You know how that goes. And you can also do the same thing with Pilot. But Pilot and Flying J are merged, and your Pilot, your Flying J, stop in there, tell them the captain sent you, get a free cup of coffee, especially on the third watch. And a lot of times I'll have my show playing in those, too, so you'll be able to hear me in there. And hello to all the pilots and Flying J's. We appreciate you very much. Now, Sunday, you might have heard Bert King, the owner of Bert's Barracuda, St. Petersburg Harley-Davidson dealer, an old and established dealership. You might have heard him talking about his brand-new location up there on 49th Street in Largo on Sunday morning. They're going to have a big pig roast, a hoedown, live music, square dancing, a cornhole tournament. There's going to be stuff for the kids to do there. It's a family event. It's family-friendly. You can come and celebrate the grand opening of the brand-new Burt's Barracuda Harley-Davidson in St. Petersburg, or in Largo, Florida, sorry, Largo, Florida, on 49th Street. They're right across the street from the Quaker State Lube, and where the old flea market used to be right there. They bought all of that, tore it all down, and guess what? They got this big, beautiful double-building structure in there. And we'll be there Sunday morning from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Hope to see a lot of you folks there, too. It's going to be a great deal, great deal. Now, coming back after the top of the hour news from Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and I know she's got a bunch of howdies for a lot of folks. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.